African Voice News, the Global Link. Stakeholders hail Concord's ruling on Bill 7. AVAP expresses concern over voter apathy in Lumezi by-elections. And at least 7 people killed during recent ungovernment protests in Togo. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasabo. Tonse Alliance Youth National Chairperson Celestine Mukandila has welcomed the Constitutional Court's ruling on the Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025, describing it as a clear affirmation that power ultimately lies with the people. Last week, the Constitutional Court ordered government to uphold the spirit of the Constitution by ensuring that any constitutional amendment process is people-driven and spearheaded by an independent body of experts following broad-based public consultation. Speaking during an appearance on Christian Voices chatback program under the topic National Affairs, Mr. Mukandila stated that contrary to sentiments by the President and the Minister of Justice that the bill has merely been deferred, the court's ruling effectively renders Bill 7 defunct. This ruling by the Constitutional Court gives the nation an opportunity to formulate a truly people-driven constitution review process at its own pace, said Mr. Mukandila.
We spoke against the process that was adopted by the government because we believe that the process gives credence to the content. But what we saw was a bulldozed process which did not live to the aspirations of Zambians. And we said we cannot let this go because it goes against the very foundation of our democracy.
Meanwhile, governance expert Brebna Changala has welcomed the move to halt the constitutional amendment process, citing the lack of broad-based public consultation. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Changala said the deferment of the bill signals the end of the current constitutional amendment attempt. He alleged that the process had been flawed from the beginning due to a lack of transparency and genuine public engagement, adding that it is likely to be permanently withdrawn. The nation is pleased that this is the end of the constitutional amendment process because it lacked consultation, as observed by many who rejected it, said Mr. Changala.
The constitutional amendment, which was brought in by the president at the 11th hour, was brought in late. It was brought in through the back door. It is a non-partisan document that allows us to governize ourselves in a consensus and acceptable manner. Now, the way the president did, he wanted to use the back door and catch the people of Zambia napping. But everybody woke up the moment he spoke about it because they don't know where he was coming from and who had asked him to do an amendment.
The anti-voter apathy project AVAP has expressed concerns with the low voter turnout recorded during the recent by-elections in Lumezi, where only 20,000 out of more than 53,000 registered voters cast their ballots. AVAP Executive Director Richard Mulwani described the turnout as a clear indication of growing voter apathy in the country's democratic process. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mulwani said that such low participation undermines the essence of democracy, emphasizing that the right to vote is a powerful tool that enables citizens to shape their governance and hold leaders accountable. There is need to increase civic engagement ahead of the 2026 general elections to ensure huge voter turnout, said Mr. Mulwani. He has also called on citizens to recognize the value of their vote and actively participate in the upcoming elections. Meanwhile, Mr. Mulwani has urged the newly elected leaders to remain accountable and focused on development and to engage in constructive criticism where necessary and to be responsive to the needs of their constituents.
Yes, much as the people of Lumezi voted very, very well, we were worried with the voter apathy that was exhibited in Lumezi, where we have more than 53,000 registered voters and only about 20,000 participated in voting. That was not very pleasing indeed, because we know that the majority of the people never turned to vote. However, our hope is that as we move towards 2026 general election, everyone is going to see the value of voting in an election.
The Lusaka City Council LCC has disbursed over 11 million kwacha in Constituency Development Fund CDF projects to beneficiaries in Matare constituency between 2022 and 2025. A total of 242 local entrepreneurs, cooperatives, clubs and individual businesses have received support through this initiative aimed at steering inclusive economic development in the constituency. LCC Assistant Public Relations Manager Nyambe Bulumba highlighted that in 2022, 1,931,200 was disbursed to 102 cooperatives, followed by 3,227,495 awarded to 51 beneficiaries in 2023. He said that in 2024, the council awarded 2,984,319 kwacha to 39 groups, while in 2025, 3,317,000 kwacha has been loaned to 50 beneficiaries. This sustained investment highlights government's ongoing commitment to empowering communities by creating economic opportunities, stimulating local enterprises, and improving livelihoods, said Mr. Bulumba in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He said by supporting grassroots initiatives, the council seeks to unlock the economic potential of Matare residents and contribute meaningfully to the broader development of the city of Lusaka.
The Lusaka City Council has paid out 11.4 million kwacha in Constituents Development Fund CDF loans to beneficiaries in Matare constituents between 2022 and 2025. A total of 242 local entrepreneurs, cooperatives, clubs and individual businesses have received support through this initiative aimed at fostering inclusive economic development in the area.
We now join Chela Silwamba with the latest on the money markets.
It's a good afternoon to our listeners on Bond Radio Station, updating you on the last day, month of June, trading to currency 1.17, that is a euro, 1.36 pound, 17.76 a strong South African rand, 7.16 Chinese yuan, and 0.65 Aussie dollar, which is always stronger than American dollar, Japanese yen 169, Indian rupee 85.76, and our quite brilliant last day, which is the half year and the half quarter retains. I know that coming underway this week, I would say Kwacha is strong. So it's going to close at levels of 24.17, 24.25 with about 3 hours, 4 hours more to trade. So I think at the first half of the year, we have seen a strong Kwacha. 538 a ton is the wheat, 409 corn, 1028 is beans, 8863 cocoa international market. And copper strong at $8.48 a ton. And I've seen nickel on $15.320 a ton. $32.86, that is a strong, price for the gold international market an ounce. The Brent crude hovering $67.51 a barrel and $65.25 a barrel. That is Joshua. High likely, there's not going to be any change on pump price. My take is either we remain where we are or we're going to go down. Because I'm looking at the price, pump price that actually come down and the strong quarter that's holding up on a last day today on a 24.25 on the highs, which is, I'll say, Trustmara. So for all of you, they're not TBUs, of course, I'll say report for you, because I gave you a lot of Friday, where TBUs results were undersubscribed, where the central bank was looking for 2.2 billion, below that was a peak. No wonder, I think they need some more borrowing on that to pay whatever they're going to pay. So all in all, this week, it's quiet on TBUs and bonds. Until next week, all I'm saying is, it's a strong quarter. To be honest with you, on a 24.25, I saw it on a Friday, thinking sort of, depreciate today being the last day of the month. I'm afraid it is strong, though it's not moving in Bazanako, but it's on a 24.17, 24.25 the highest. Enjoy your entire lunch. It's a strong watch, I believe, closing in the month of June below 24.30. It's good day.
Thank you, Chela, for that update. Infra News. At least 7 people have been killed and many more injured during recent armed government protests in Togo's capital Lome, according to preliminary figures provided by civic groups on Sunday. The protests were over recent constitutional reforms that could